Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Sign up for a 6-month bottled water contract for your home or office today and get your first 5-gallon bottle free. Visit watertomydoor.com and use code DRINKITIN at checkout.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey folks, it's time for a Mississippi Minute. I am Steve Azar, and as I do, and do often throughout my show, because I know of all the fantastic people, folks, things, and places we have to showcase and celebrate in this cool state of ours. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out more. Something never done, that's what today's guest is all about, and he's actually a repeat on our show. I've done his podcast a couple times. It was time to get even. But a lot's transpired since we've last chatted. Obviously, COVID for all of us, but it definitely got in the way of his time schedule. But I'm glad we're going to catch up and see where he is on his journey. He's dear friends with my brother-in-law, Dr. Brian Carey, and big sister, very petite big sister, Vicky, all the way up in the Pacific Northwest. Seattle is where that relationship started and blossomed. He's in the Washington Husky Football Hall of Fame, a former NFL wideout for the Saints. I used to love watching him play, and then he went over to the Raiders, and I wasn't so excited about it. He's just a good dude, and he's got a hit podcast called, appropriately I might add, Finding Your Summit. And finding that, he's about to again. He's got Mount Everest yet to climb. That's heavy on his heart, mind, and soul. It's just up around the corner. He's an inspirational speaker, works with Sports Illustrated. He does it all. What's up, Mark?
Steve, how you doing? Hey, listen, man. You are so smooth with those words. You might want to consider becoming a songwriter someday.
I like it. That would have been a good song right there. See. Something never done, baby. Now, hey, so, all right, so where are you right now? I know you do a lot of traveling, and I know you love the mountains, so where are we?
So good question. I live in Sun Valley, Idaho. So, you know, for all those people down in Mississippi, we are 6,000 feet above sea level. So in some kind of strange way, sort of looking down on the great state of Mississippi. But, you know, Steve, it really has helped me out with my training. Of all the things that I love to do in the mountains, I literally go up and down the mountain. I can look at it right across the street, out my window right now. And you know, I've got a big goal that's coming up here. And so it's been a blessing to be able to, you know, train at altitude. You probably heard, like, from the past, Muhammad Ali and those guys used to go up to, you know, Big Bear in California and these other places to train at altitude. It really does something to your conditioning. And there's less air, you know, the higher you go.
We were in Vail recently, Gwen and I, and we just went out, and unfortunately, we were looking forward to getting in the mountains and seeing snow, but we had a big snowstorm here, so much that it was crazy. I mean, we lost water for days. Our world was frozen, so the last thing I wanted to deal with was seeing more white stuff that isn't cotton. You know what I mean? But anyway, when we got there, it was great, but I'll tell you, having the mask on, and then having to breathe, you know, you really got to focus on the actual act of breathing, or all of a sudden it sort of catches up with you. And it's tough. So I get the training part. When you're training to go to Mount Everest, right, to climb Mount Everest, that's another level of elevation, right? So how do you get prepared for it? And can you ever be fully prepared?
Well, there are ways, there's artificial ways that you can do that, and they've got these tents that are pressurized that they can essentially emulate various altitudes, 23,000, 25,000, things like that. So essentially you sleep in these things overnight with, you know, a fraction of the oxygen that you and I would normally have at sea level. But, you know, to me, that's kind of a false way of trying to get there. The real way that you do this and the way this works in mountain climbing is essentially, you know, doing what you can do to really prep yourself up and make sure your legs and your muscles and your conditioning is as fit as you possibly can. For me, I have an advantage, again, because I'm at 6,000 feet. And what that, all that means is that my body produces additional red blood cells that carry oxygen around the body. That's what happens. That's the reason why, like, a lot of times if you go from Mississippi and then you go to Vail in Colorado and you're up there at 6 or 7,000 feet, you might get nauseated or something at first because your body hasn't adjusted and you don't have as much oxygen flowing around. So answering your question, what happens when we get to Everest, we don't just go to our base camp at 17,500 feet. You know, we gradually make our way up the mountain and your body can acclimate to these different, heights and distances. And then once you get to base camp, you're going up and then you come back down and then you go up a little bit further and then you come back down, and all the while, your body is adjusting to this new altitude and, again, producing more red blood cells. So then sometime in mid-May, you know, I can go for the summit when the weather is right.
Talking to Mark Pattison, Finding Your Summit is a podcast. You got to check it out. So many incredible people he has interviewed and been on the other side of the mic as well. Hey, Mark, you talk about that. So compare it back to the day when you played for the Saints. So you're down here where we are, right? And
yep.
And then you go play in Denver, which is probably the only place, I guess, that you deal with any sort of oxygen issue. What was it like when you do that? Do you remember? Do you recall?
Yeah. Well, look. Let me just the first time I came down to New Orleans, I got to tell you, I was in the huddle and Bobby Hebert was calling the signals, and I had my helmet. You know, it was all suited up, and we're going out. And, you know, as a receiver, you probably run 40-yard sprints at a time because whether the ball's coming to you or not, you're still going down the field and you're getting that conditioning. And I almost died because it was August, I think. And, you know, you had that humidity in the air. It was 100 degrees, and I thought I was literally going to melt right on the field, but I didn't. And, you know, at the end of the day, you just have to adjust. And that is for sure an advantage that you see. You know, of course, the obvious one is when Morton Anderson would line up to kick a long field goal, the punter punts the ball, you know, the ball seemed to go a lot further just because of the thinner air, right? If you're a golfer, which I know you are, you know, you can hit balls. They go further. They make you feel like King Kong. It is what it is, and it's really no different than if you go to Denver or you go to Chicago or someplace else and it's freezing temperatures, Green Bay, you know, where it's minus, it's snowing, it's cold, and as a receiver, you got to try to catch the ball, and that ball is hard as a rock. You just got to gut up and you got to figure out a way. And sometimes, like at altitude too, you know, back in the day in Denver, you know, you just have to have more rotation with the receivers coming in and out. You know, one guy comes in, the guy goes to the sideline, and they keep doing that the rest of the game. And you for sure are fatigued. And then that kicks in on all the different hydration and everything else that you have to go through to make sure that you don't bonk and that you can have that maximum energy. And again, it's a lot like mountain climbing, man. It's hard to sustain that if you don't constantly refuel your system.
You know, you think about, you played football in a food town. I know you lived in Seattle and did all that, and I get that. And Seattle being a seafood, you know, having the seafood, the fresh seafood, right, the Dungeness crab, yeah, everything right there. You're used to eating good food growing up, and I play in college and all that. But in New Orleans, was that ever like a tough deal dietary-wise?
You know, it wasn't necessarily for me, even though I love to go down to Popeye's Chicken and get a 12-piece
right
nug. You know what I'm saying? your investment, just like you, you know, you're a great singer. You really are. And I love your songs, and I listen to them when I'm climbing. Literally, you're on my playlist. I've got about four of your songs on there. Sunshine being my most favorite.
I love it.
And,
thank you.
And, you know, you have to be able to go and take care of your main investment. And for mine was my body, right? And you can't be throwing down fried food and everything and getting out of shape. And to kind of, like, counter that, I remember the Saints used to make us do weigh-ins every Monday to make sure that you stayed in under a certain weight.
Right.
And if you started to gain weight, you were fined. And you know, there's kind of switching back into your lane for a minute. There's a friend of mine I went to high school with, and we've remained pals over all these years, Duff McKagan, the bassist of Guns N' Roses. And, you know, for him, like, those guys did just the opposite of what you and I are talking about. They did not take care of the bodies. And it's literally a miracle, a medicine miracle, that those guys are all still alive, you know, what they went through. Now, they're all sober, they're cleaned up, and it's all good. But, you know, you just can't sustain. I don't know one, like, story. I mean, we're switching over to the drug world for a quick minute, but it also plays a part in professional athletics as well. But there's never been a successful outcome of people who do drugs and alcohol and abuse their body and eat, you know, the wrong ways.
Right.
There never has been. So
it'll eventually tell on itself.
What's that?
It'll eventually tell on itself. It has to.
Yeah. I mean, there's no way. I mean, look, you sustained this amazing career. You and I got to know each other back in the day, back mm-hmm. in the mid-'80s. We used to come up to LSU in Baton Rouge. And you were playing all these different gigs, and there's no way you'd still be the person you are today and be able to literally make a living singing and performing in front of all these different people if you hadn't taken care of your body and yourself and your family and everything else the way you've done. So I'm so proud of you for sustaining that energy and that discipline, because that's what it is, man.
It is.
If you want to have great success, you have to have that discipline not to go to all the parties and drink and do all the other stuff.
Right. We're talking to Mark Pattison. We're in a Mississippi Minute. Go to visit Mississippi.org to find out all the cool things you can do that are right in front of you. I'm telling you, it's in your front yard. It's not even in your backyard. It's staring at you. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, as always. We'll be right back. Finding your summit. Check out Mark's podcast. I'm Steve Azar.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. A 60% chance of rain today, partly sunny conditions, high near 82. Tonight, 20% chance of rain, low around 60. And finally, Friday, partly sunny conditions with 40% chance of rain, high near 82. And for Saturday, a 60% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, high near 76. This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
Engagements offer the promise of eternal love. Confirm that inspiration with a stunning diamond from All Britain's. Every stone is carefully selected for its color, cut, and clarity. From classic solitaires to multiple stone selections, All Britain's offers the latest designs celebrated for splendor and value. All Britain's, four generations strong and still Mississippi's foremost diamond merchant.
I'm Rex Baker with Gateway Rescue Mission. People are angry these days, but you don't have to be. Let's get 2021 started right, because somebody out there needs your help. At Gateway Rescue Mission, your donation can provide a meal. Your prayer can unlock the power of God to change a life. If we spend more time praying and less time fussing, we can help some people. Go to gatewaymission.org. Make a donation and help change your life today.
Are you ready for what is possibly the last lawnmower you will ever buy? If so, then you are ready for an Exmark. This is David Frederick with Frederick Sales and Service. And if you're ready, now is the time to take advantage of special Exmark pricing and special Exmark financing. With 0% financing and payments that won't start for 150 days. That's 5 months before your first payment and still 0% interest. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity to own the mower that landscape professionals purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. So stop by Frederick Sales and Service on Old Highway 471 in Brandon and let me or one of my experienced staff help you find the Exmark mower that best suits your needs. At Frederick's, we are the Exmark experts. 26 years of award-winning selling, servicing, and supporting our customers with legendary Exmark quality. Frederick Sales and Service, the choice in outdoor equipment, serving Central Mississippi since 1993.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Celebrating our 40th anniversary at Cock of the Walk. Voted the best catfish in Mississippi with our grilled or fried catfish along with greens, coleslaw, and a skillet of our homemade cornbread. With locations on the Reservoir, Pocahontas, and 1 mile from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Catfish, hush puppies, and fried dill pickles. For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
I like chicken. I like fish. I like hush puppies.
I love it. Catfish is excellent.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk. We'll be right back.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Finding Your Summit with Mark Pattison, former NFL player, multiple years in the Hall of Fame in college at his Washington Huskies. And there's not many of them, I can tell you, because, you know, we don't pay attention as much as we should until it's time to play them, and then it's always a tough deal. But with that said, you're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, and visit Mississippi.org is your next destination. Check it out, folks. Trust me. Mark, we're talking about health and body and keeping your spirit and mind and soul. You sort of treat it all. As you work on any journey through life, you're dead on. There's nobody that I know in my business, that even in my business, and you talk about Guns N' Roses and all that and what they went through. We hear all those stories all the time. There are some miraculous stories about how the heck they stayed alive. But the folks that I know, the songwriter pals, those are the guys that I really gravitated toward the most. It's amazing how disciplined they were. They'd get up in the morning, they'd have breakfast, and they'd go write. You know what I mean? They needed to be all there. So they weren't filling their bodies up with anything unnatural. The high was writing a song, a great song. So I was around that enough to see that. And, you know, just helps along the line. I would have never faltered because I just had this incredibly, what do you call it? More of a stubborn, almost innocent background growing up with my folks, the way they raised us. We had one way to be, and that was it. And I'm blessed for that. By the time I got to the point where I was starting to be offered a lot of stuff, you know, you play a show with Willie, you're going to be offered. I was older and more mature, where it wasn't going to change the way I did things. But I can't lie to you, I like a good bourbon every once in a while. So anyway,
That's great. Hey, I want to tap into that for just a minute, if you don't mind, because
yeah, come on.
You know, John Wooden, the famous basketball coach for UCLA, who won 10 NCAA championships in a row, had this this thing called the Pyramid of Success, and there was really the path towards attaining your ultimate goal. And for those guys back in the day, it was winning the national championship. So we're going into March Madness right now, as you know. And they happen to win the NCAA, not just go to the tournament, but win the whole thing 10 times in a row in 10 years. So it's insane.
Yeah, crazy.
But the point being is that at the very tippy top of that pyramid, there's this word called competitive greatness, right? And so when you trickle back down, this pyramid is full of 25 building blocks of individual and team goals to ultimately get you to that pinnacle, right? And so, as I know you, going back on something you just said, which is really interesting, is that I think as a friend of yours and kind of standing off on the side and watching you, you know, kind of go to your height of success, there's a couple things to me that really have stood out, and they run parallel, I think, to some of the things that I'm doing today. Is number one, as you mentioned, you know, I know your family. I know your dad. I know your mom. I know your sisters, two sisters. I know your two other brothers. And so I know you had a great foundation of what to launch from. And there's a lot of those stories that we all know that they just, you know, people came from broken homes and they just didn't have that foundation to really lay it back on. And so they just end up running with the wrong crowd. So that's one thing. The other thing is, again, competitive greatness, and that means that you really love the process. And there's no guy that is more energetic and excited about learning new songs, learning about the history of the Delta Blues, as you guys call it down there, than you. And I think that also helps you keep, you know, like, what's the end goal? And that helps you stay very focused on being the best performer that you can be, making sure your voice is at peak performance and writing those amazing songs like you do. And that's all part of the formula to get you to that ultimate championship.
I'm glowing right now. I just want you to know that. Thank you. You're making me feel good. And that's why you are an inspiration, and you are an inspirational speaker, and you've got this inspirational podcast, Finding Your Summit. Folks, don't forget, you can go, that's Mark Pattison, you can go and subscribe to Mark's podcast and then my podcast, and you can catch up on all these shows, because we've been doing these podcasts. Mark's been doing it longer than I have, but obviously my radio show turns into a podcast. So you got to check out all the great stories like Mark's. But you know, I mean, I guess the bottom line is this. I saw my mom and dad. I was a fourth of five children. Dad was a really good athlete growing up, but he never boasted about it. I'd find out that he was like the most valuable player in like a tri-state area in a basketball tournament or something like that. But he never talked about that. I did used to watch him dive off a diving board, and it was a thing of beauty. I'd watch him punt a football, and it was a mile, and it was beautiful, and he had strong legs and all that. But he just never talked about it. But I remember as I got older, Dad said, you know, I was really getting good at golf. I was playing a lot, but you have to do. Practicing and all that, and then I realized, oh my gosh, we have five kids. I gotta go to work. So he just dropped golf. He just gave it up. And by the time I came along where I could understand what was going on, all I ever saw my mom and do was work. That's all. You know, so you think about five kids in college, one at Notre Dame, one at Ole Miss at one time, one at Vicky was jumping around from St. Mary's to Ole Miss to Delta State. She was hopping around. And then I'm in college, and then Evelyn comes along. She goes to Ole Miss. And then all of a sudden, there's three weddings in 6 months. I look back and go, how on earth were they able to do it? And Dad had one simple answer. He said, the numbers never added up. We'd add up to a budget, and they would go, we're not going to make it this year. And all of a sudden, he goes, you'd be in the next year, and you made it. And he said they just prayed, worked hard and prayed, kept their head down, and just, he said it just worked out. And that's always stuck with me, because when it's all said and done and the load gets so dang heavy on you, just forget that, you know, there's a higher power, and you just depend on God, and just things sort of work out because he knows you're trying your tail off, or, you know. So anyway, I'm crossing into a lane maybe I didn't mean to go to, but you just got me thinking about that, and it's always good to be aware of where it all came from, and that's your folks and your upbringing, your teachers.
Let me riff on that. You know, so you said some really amazing things there, and I believe that. You know, number one, I think action creates reaction. So, you know, it's great to pray, but you also have to put, you know, that those prayers into action for something positive. And sometimes you might do something that might not be the right result, but you at least, you know, that wasn't the right result, and so you can move in a different direction. That's one. Action creates reaction. I think another thing that I've really followed is success leaves clues. So your parents, both of them, were amazing mentors to you and your siblings, and you know, you followed that same path, and so you had such great role models to emulate the way that you wanted to live your life, even though you know obviously your careers have been different from what your parents were, but, you know, it's the same work ethic to get you to that same spot. And then you were talking about my podcast, Finding Your Summit. It's all about people overcoming adversity and finding their way. So talking about being humbled in a way that, for me, that I listen to people that have no arms, no legs, they're crawling up mountains, they've been down to Colorado, they're blind, they've been burned on 90% of their body and climbed out of these car crashes. I mean, it's insane to listen, and that gives you that grit that you know that you can keep going forward. And so, you know, again, there's a little overlap in what you're talking about, but at the end of the day, we all go through things, and like you said, somehow or another, you pop your head up if you just keep grinding, and you know, somehow or another, you made it to the other side.
I love it. We're talking to Mark Pattison. That's exactly right. Finding Your Summit is the podcast. Please go subscribe, like it, give it 5-star rating, and then do mine afterwards. But Mark's is more important today. We are in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org is your next destination. Just check it out, folks. You will just be amazed at who and what we are that maybe you never think about it. But there's so many wonderful cultural and historical things right here. Speaking of that, we are the birthplace of American music, and you do love music, Mark Pattison. So would you like to hear into the break either Conway Twitty or Jimmy Rogers?
We got to go with Jimmy Rogers.
Love it. We're in the jailhouse now. Give it to me. I'm Steve Azar with Mark Pattison. We'll be right back.
I went out last Tuesday, met a girl named Susie. I told her I was the swellest man around. We started to spend my money, then she started to call me honey. We took in every cabaret in town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. I told the judge right to...
I'm still trying to buy...
Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. My friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Gallo knows Mississippi better than anyone.
No one gets better interviews than him.
Gallo.
He asks all the questions everybody wants to know.
Mornings on Super Talk Mississippi.
Hi, I'm Billy Kinder, host of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hear the show Saturdays at 1, right here on Super Talk Mississippi. Turkeys, whitetail, Grenada Lake crappie, or Gulfport redfish. We enjoy it all, especially when you're in camp with us on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi news doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi news. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
Tune in this Saturday morning from 8 till 10 for Weekend Gardening, where Garden Mama Nellie Neal will tackle all your gardening questions. Weekend Gardening, brought to you in part by The Tractor Store, your local Mahindra dealer. The Tractor Store, Highway 49 South in Richland.
144 Tactical Defense in Florence is your one-stop shop for AR-15s, parts, and accessories. They have a certified in-house Cerakote facility, and they offer a 100% lifetime warranty with on-site gunsmiths and master machinists ready to tackle any project you have. They're working day and night to keep up with the demand. Visit 144 Tactical and see the changes and get entered in a drawing for a free Guardian rifle of your choice. 144 Tactical Defense in Florence, where custom is our game.
Join the American Heart Association for the 2021 HeartVol Digital Experience on Thursday, April 8th. Experience all the fun from home and help in the fight against heart disease. Register at event.gives/JXNHeartVol.
Have you been dreaming of that perfect outdoor kitchen or entertainment space? What about that perfect sunroom? G3 Services can make that dream come true. Whether it's a man cave or a she shed, G3 is the answer. Owner Derek Gentry and his crew will work hard to install your fence, deck, patio, or even build you a barn. G3 is a trusted outdoor living space contractor. You can find G3 Services on Facebook and Angie's List. Call them today or email Derek at dgentry01@gmail.com.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick, GMC, or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
If your vehicle is ever damaged in a collision, please listen carefully. At Clinton Body Shop, we are OEM factory certified with more than 20 national and international manufacturers. In fact, we are Central Mississippi's only Volvo certified auto body repair shop, and we are the first BMW certified independent repair facility in the southern region. And our Richland location is Mississippi's only Subaru certified repair facility. Look, if some of the most prestigious automakers in the world certify Clinton Body Shop, shouldn't you choose them for your repair? Clinton Body Shop in Clinton and Richland. Certified by the company that made your car to repair your car with OEM factory parts. Go to ClintonBodyShop.com. It's about your family's safety and your car's value. That's ClintonBodyShop.com.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. A potent weather setup is possible starting tomorrow afternoon. Severe storms are likely from Friday afternoon into Saturday morning. All modes of severe weather will be possible during this time, including flash flooding, which could produce anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of rain or even more than that. If the standards set by the 2021 legislative session play out, MDOT Commissioner Willie Simmons worries they may have no control over money funneled to MDOT through President Biden's expected infrastructure plan. He says Congress already sent $118 million to the Department of Transportation.
In the legislature, say we applaud Congress for sending all that money to the counties and municipalities in the state. There is one agency that they sent money to, Department of Transportation, $118 million. We're going to take that. And they took it and did what they want to do with it.
I'm Kelly Bennett.
Hello, I'm Will Noble from Moorhead, Mississippi. I'm proud to be a catfish farmer. And being selected as Mississippi's Catfish Farmer of the Year means a lot to me. I pride myself in raising healthy fish for you to enjoy, and they were raised right here in America. So please make sure you and your family are receiving the best U.S. farm-raised catfish. This message is brought to you by the Catfish Institute. For more information, visit uscatfish.com.
Super Talk Mississippi is adding to its outside sales team in the Biloxi Gulfport Pascagoula market.
We're looking for an experienced media seller who knows how to sell traditional and digital media marketing assets.
If you're interested in an outside sales position with the opportunity to sell for five of the most well-known stations on the coast, Ole Miss baseball and football, great events like the Million Dollar Job Fair, 228 Awards, concerts, and festival sponsorships,
email your resume to jesse@supertalk.fm. That's J-E-S-S-E at supertalk.fm.
Whether you're brand new to the DIY craze or a seasoned veteran, The Handyman Show has something for you. Buddy Slowick shares tips and tricks on everything from odd jobs to complete buildouts, from small home repairs to serious construction. So no matter if you're at the master carpenter level or not quite sure how to use a level, The Handyman Show answers your questions with a healthy dose of humor and some great music, too. Saturdays, 10 to noon on Super Talk Mississippi and on Super Talk TV.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
As we are rolling down a Mississippi Minute on a Mississippi morning, we're in the mountains right now, actually, with Mark Pattison. Visit Mississippi.org. We may not have mountains here, but we got mountainous stuff. And things culturally, historically, that have been like, you just can't believe it. And we're talking about adversity. Some of the folks in history in our state that have done such amazing things and changed the way music was made and sounded. Just so many incredible stories of history, the birthplace of American music. I guarantee all of them had adversity, which is what Mark Pattison was touching on a little while ago. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Mark, let's talk about Everest. We have COVID. You're ready to go. If COVID doesn't happen, have you climbed Mount Everest last May?
Well, that was the goal, right? And then COVID essentially shut the entire world down. And, you know, it affected all of us. For you, certainly, you know, you make your bucks by, in part, by going out. And I know you have a deep love of performing in front of people and all the different festivals and those things. And you couldn't do that. I couldn't, you know, go to Nepal and climb Mount Everest. But, you know, I really saw that as an opportunity. Of course, I was bummed out after training so hard for a year. But I decided to like what could I do to make that, you know, even a better experience. And so, you know, I increased my game in terms of working out. I kind of reinvented ways that I was training, which I've done. I will have put in over 160,000 vertical feet in the last 5 months. Going up and down this mountain here in Sun Valley, Idaho. And then I also added another layer to it, which is, and it ties back to a charity, which I want to talk about in a minute, called Amelia's Everest, the Lochi Challenge. And so essentially what that means is not only am I going to go and attempt to climb Mount Everest, but then come down, sleep in the death zone at 26,000 feet, and then go up to the other side and try to climb Lhotse, which is the fourth highest mountain in the world at 27,940 feet, and come down all within 24 hours. And if I can actually pull this thing off, man, I'll be the oldest guy to ever do that, number one. There's only a handful of people in general that have done it.
Wow.
And I'll certainly be the first NFL player to have, you know, inked that. And so it's a big, ambitious goal. I don't know if I can pull it off, but, you know, I've been training, you know, for success, and fingers are crossed I can pull this off.
So we're talking to Mark Pattison. So, Mark, are you – this is it, though, right? You climbed all the others, correct?
Yeah, no. So what we're talking about is seven summits, the seven highest peaks around the seven continents, and I've done six of the seven. I've actually been on two of those twice. In terms of this particular goal, this is it. I've got a lot more ambitious things down the road. But I got to tell you, because I just want to breathe some life into this, because you're tied into this in a different way. But, you know, one of the things that's been really wonderful about this, I've gotten some attention about all this recently. NFL Films just came out to Sun Valley, and they're doing a whole documentary on the journey starting here in Sun Valley. And then, of course, you know, I'll be over in Everest, and that'll probably be coming out in the fall. So I'm so blessed for that. But what essentially has happened, and there was an article today in USA Today, newspaper online, that talked about athletes in history that have taken their fame, if that's what you want to call it, and redirected it towards charitable actions, right? And so this goal that I put, Amelia's Everest, the Lizzie Challenge, my daughter has epilepsy, and so I partner with a foundation here in Sun Valley, Idaho, called Higher Ground. And so together we've come together and I've raised I've raised over $180,000. $80,000, and part of that's come through the NFL, part of that's come through the Raiders, and others have come through very generous donations from people with big open hearts. And the thing, the reason why I mentioned about you too is that, you know, for a long time, you have, you know, thrown, I know you've got a golf event that you do to raise money, and just, again, being able to not only take the attention that you've gotten, but re-shine that light on something where you can really pay it forward and help others.
I will say this. There's, when you've been touched and moved by that, like you have, and so close with your daughter, so there is no embarrassing or like here I come again moment that makes me feel bad, because I know that it's for great cause. And I've gotten sort of like on autopilot with this whole fundraising thing when it comes to the end goal. And when you see the kids at Camp Looking Glass, you're dealing with autism and how the music affects them in such a positive light. And it gives them such an incredible smile that even their folks have never gotten to see until music and art touches them. Then you're going to fight for that. The Boys and Girls Club, so many kids who don't have much of in the scheme of things, you'd think an opportunity, but they just don't have a lot going for them. And when they at a Boys and Girls Club, they have these so many programs, and there's art programs. And so when you can support those programs and you see that it's making a difference, man, you'll fight for it. There ain't no doubt. And so that's what, you know, we keep going. We're in our 10th year. We've crossing the $1 million mark for sure this year. We're basically there now, but it's just a good feeling to know that we've given that money away. And anyway,
I love that. And one of the things that you just said is, you know, you really fight for it because you see the look in the eye of these other people and what you're doing to touch them in their spirit and their soul. And I got to tell you that, you know, in my particular case, I can tell you this with certainty, that there is going to be some tough moments when I'm on Everest. It's not a walk in the park by any means. I'm sure a lot of people are you know, aware of, you know, in the thin air and all that stuff. And so, and I've seen it all in terms of danger on the mountain with the avalanches and people falling in crevasses and people dying and all that stuff. And I will be challenged at some point in time on this journey. What I'm trying to pull off is not easy, but to your whole idea about fighting for certain things because you're inspired by what they do for you, you know, digging down deep, knowing that my daughter has epilepsy, knowing that there's ways that I can help, you know, not just her but others overcome whatever challenges that they're going through, it's going to help me, like, pick my feet up and keep climbing up that mountain, because I know I have to fight for it to come down and have a successful outcome.
Let's talk about, is the NFL, when they do the documentary and everything, are they going to follow? I mean, there's no way to follow you. Are you have a GoPro?
Yeah.
Oh, so tell me about that. How is that going to work?
Yeah. So that's actually a really great question, and the answer is this, is there's going to be kind of a combination of things going on. Number one, as I mentioned, they flew over to Sun Valley and they filmed all kinds of stuff with drones and big cameras and all those things that I know that you've experienced with some of the music videos that you've done. So you know all about that. That was the first time for me, and I know you've done it several times. But it was fun, too, because my good buddy, friend of yours, Jim Mora, Jr., was also interviewed because he's my training partner. And then probably the America's most famous mountaineer, Ed Beasters, is a guy who lives also here in Sun Valley. He's a friend, and he was interviewed. So it's going to be pretty rich. And then they're going to follow up that next week in L.A., interviewing both my daughters, Emilia, who obviously has epilepsy, but also my other daughter, Claudette, you know, what it's like to be the sister of somebody who has epilepsy and mm-hmm. has almost seen her die twice. You know, that's been very challenging. And then in terms of going to the mountain, they've equipped me with all kinds of GoPros. I'll have my head, my back, my shoulders, and my chest and all this stuff. And then in May, they are going to fly over and capture video from base camp, 17,500 feet. Yeah, I have to go through the Kumba ice field, and so that will be some pretty intense coverage and me coming off the mountain. So that should be interesting because we don't know the story, Steve, right? We don't.
Right.
And this is like a real live, reality show, really. Well, I don't know if I'm going to make it, not going to make it, who's going to make it in terms of, you know, have challenges and issues and everything else, and who's not. So that should be interesting. And then I think they, at the end of the day, once I'm back in June, they want to sit down and do a recap. And then from that point, they're going to have a lot of content, put that together, and then create this doc.
Unbelievable. We're talking to my pal Mark Pattison. Finding Your Summit is the name of his podcast, and that he does extremely well. This is Steve Azar. You're in a Mississippi Minute. I can get tongue-tied, as you guys sometimes notice. Yeah. Just go to visitmississippi.org to find out what you can do next. Coming to you from the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studio. Stand by.
You're my sunshine. Cause like the dawn, you push it on the way. I'm still trying to find my...
Hey folks, it's Steve Azar. And my friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. Tap and go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra. And it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
Hi, this is Mark Shapley of M.M. Shapley Steakhouse. This past year, we were fortunate to see many new faces and reacquaint with old friends, and I believe I know why. Being from the Mississippi Delta, we learned how to entertain while creating a comfortable home environment, and that's M.M. Shapley's specialty. M.M. Shapley's is your place for award-winning steaks and homemade tamales. M.M. Shapley's, real, authentic, welcoming, fine dining. For reservations, visit mmshapleys.com or call 601-957-8000.
This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated, located in Gluckstadt, just south of Germantown High.
Callaway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful, from trees, shrubs, and color plants to bulk soils for delivery and pickup. Callaway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture with all the new 2021 collections in stock and arriving. Our farmer's market is open, full of fresh fruits, vegetables, and local honey, and the best tomatoes in town. Callaway's will have farm fresh produce 7 days a week. Callaway's offers bulk soils for delivery and pickup. We also offer landscaping. Our designers, Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle, can design and install your landscape from a small job to a total transformation. Just give us a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Visit Callaway's in Gladstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Callaway's is everything for home and garden. That's what Callaway's is.
Ugh, I've got to get that fixed.
Uneven driveways causing headaches? Helms Polyfoam will fix it without tearing up your driveway in the process. We inject polyfoam under settled concrete to stabilize it in a matter of minutes, not days. Polyfoam is used on runways, railways, and highways, so there is no question it will support your driveway. We also repair seawalls, sidewalks, pond dams, retaining walls, and unstable soil. Visit HelmsPolyfoam.com or call Helms Polyfoam at 601-966-7821.
You already know that Madison Cellars is Madison's favorite place to buy wine and spirits since 1988. On Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center, Madison Cellars has a hometown feel with a big city selection. Do you have a question about which wine to serve with a certain dish? Call 601-856-0931 and let their knowledgeable staff help you find the perfect match. Find out more at MadisonCellars.net or stop by today. Madison Cellars on Highway 51 in the Madison Station Shopping Center.
Catfish farming has always been a passion for me. I was raised up on a catfish farm. I was born into it. But the only thing I love more than catfish farming is my children and my family. I'm Will Noble from Moorhead, Mississippi, and I'm proud to be the 2020 Mississippi Catfish Farmer of the Year. People all across America love to eat U.S. farm-raised catfish, and I'm proud to be able to produce it right here in the Mississippi Delta.
Man, I think Satan's pulling on me right now.
Outspoken.
You are a dummy.
And always looking out for you. The GT Show. Weekdays 10 to 1 on Super Talk Mississippi and supertalk.fm.
Visit Ridgeland presents the Art, Wine, and Wheels Weekend, April 30th through May 2nd at the Renaissance at Colony Park. Events include Ridgeland Fine Arts Festival, Natchez Trace Century Ride, and a Friday night April 30th kickoff party. Visit artwineandwheels.com. Follow Visit Ridgeland on Facebook. Hashtag Visit MS Responsibly.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Here we go. I'm Steve Azar, rolling through a Mississippi Minute outside my house here in my studio, which is not soundproof like it should be, is somebody cutting down some trees. So I hope that's part of the deal. If it's there, there you go. It's part of the deal. I'm with Mark Pattison, Finding Your Summit, his podcast. He's about to climb Mount Everest. They're doing the documentary on ESPN. It's just going to be awesome. Former NFL player, played for our Saints, played for their Raiders. You like that, Mark? You're in the Keep Mississippi yep. Beautiful studio. Hey, so Mark, you talk about you've been conditioning and getting ready and all that. Just you've had plenty of adversity in your life, and it's well documented. Yep. And it will be documented even further in this documentary. I'm sure they're going to go deep into your life. And what got you to, in the very beginning, to go, that's what I want to do. I want to climb all seven summits. I want to do that. I mean, where did it come from?
Yeah, look, man, we all go through tough times. So my story is not unique by any means, but it's unique to me because I went through it. And it was my problem. And, you know, I was married for a long time and with the same gal for over 30 years. And, you know, there came a point in time where she just didn't want to be married anymore, and that was really heartbreaking for me. And so I was just trying to figure out, how do I emerge out of that particular time, and what was I going to do about it? And I was stuck for years on end, it seemed like, and going nowhere and you know, in quicksand. And then one day I just, you know, this is after a couple of years of going through this, I decided to change that question from how did I get here to what am I going to do about it? And from that point on, growing up in the great state of Washington, where we've got a lot of mountains, I said, you know what, I spent a lot of time mountain climbing, and I did some research, found that no NFL player had ever climbed the seven summits, and I said, I'm going to be that guy. And it really, more than anything, just by putting a big-ass goal out there, helped emerge me out of this quicksand and into something which gave me a big charge. It re-kind of defined my focus on what I was going after. And ultimately, the mountains brought serenity and peace and clarity to just my own life and what I was trying to do just by nature of doing these long expeditions. And if you got butterflies floating by and you don't have your cell phone and you don't have your computer and your all these other distractions that come by, and you can really get clear on the path that you want to go forward. And then slowly I kind of merged out of this. And I've been at this pace now for, less 8 or 9 years. I thought that 7 mountains, 7 years, and I forgot that Mother Nature and things like COVID could potentially come in play, which they did. So, anyways, here we are, 9 years later, and I think it's all played out the way it was supposed to play, and the timing has been perfect and beautiful. And I'm just probably in the best place I've been in most of my life. So I'm very blessed.
It's just the way life is. When you were playing football, did it always come easy? I know your work ethic. We both know that. This is something that you've never, this is a trait that you've had your whole life. That's how you got to the NFL. That's how you made the Hall of Fame for the Washington Huskies. That's how you are going to climb this seventh summit, and you're going to do all this that no NFL player's ever done, and you're going to be the oldest guy to ever do it, although you still look so young because you've taken care of your body. You do. But with that said, I just think that, I don't know. Don't you agree that you have to fall to, and you keep talking about adversity? I just think that's the centerpiece of greatness.
Yeah, I think you said that really well. And I don't think that you intentionally are looking to fall. I think that's just part of life. And, what I've discovered over time is, choices, they all have, there's something there's an end result that's going to come after choices that we all make. And sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not. And I'm not talking about doing drugs or something, although that could be one, but I'm just talking about relationships and people that you interact with, maybe your workplace. But this thing here in Sun Valley is really interesting. And it ultimately tries to center around balance, and that's work, life, and play. And trying to really keep those three things in parallel at all times, I think can help really narrow the gap on when you fall. Because, my goal is not to fall, but the reality is that, my dad passed away about 7 years ago from a massive stroke, and that was a big hit, right? Because I was close to my dad the way you are close to your dad. And that's just part of life, and it sucks, but you have to go through it, and then you have to figure a way to dig out, and then, you got to discover, what did I learn from this? And sometimes, I do this podcast, you brought that up, thank you, a couple different times, Finding Your Summit. And I can tell you this, is that, it's been pretty successful. The last couple of years I've been doing it, I've almost got 200 episodes, but I couldn't have done that podcast 10, 15 years ago because I just didn't have enough life experiences to really be able to immerse myself in and ask the kind of questions, and really be open to, how I felt about certain things. I was still kind of in that gladiator mode. And so, there's whenever if people can just take a time out and emerge on the other side and take a, take a few minutes to think about, what did I learn and what was the positive impact that came out of this particular adversity, I think you can learn a lot about it.
Yeah. I mean, that just pretty much sums it up to me. Once you check it out, you're going to subscribe and you're going to love it. And there's just so many incredible stories of inspiration that Mark has been on this side, like my side of the interview. And it's always great to have him on the other side. And I know one thing, my day is going to be a lot better because I got the time to spend with you, Mark. You have been to the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studio, Finding Your Summit, Mark Patterson. I'm going to say it again.
Thank you so much.
Finding Your Summit, Mark Patterson. Go to visitmississippi.org, folks. That's the last time you're going to hear me say that until you hear me again on In a Mississippi Minute, because I'm going to keep pushing. Love you guys.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Gallo knows Mississippi better than anyone.
No one gets better interviews than him.
Gallo.
He asks all the questions everybody wants to know.
Mornings on
a Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.